What does Jesus' statement mean in Luke 19:27? Let's read Luke 19:27. But those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither, and slay them before me. This is the last sentence in a parable the Lord Jesus was giving. I encourage you to read this entire parable, which is given in Luke 19:12-27. This verse speaks of the final judgment of those who have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Luke 19:12-13 tells us, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. This nobleman went into a far country to gain a kingdom for himself. The nobleman then returned to his home, but before leaving, he called his servants together and entrusted them with money to occupy or do business until he returned. They were to represent him in his absence in this far country. The remainder of the parable deals with the nobleman's return and reckoning with his servants about how they had invested his money. Verse 37 concerns not the nobleman's servants, but the citizens that hated and rejected him. This certain nobleman was the Lord Jesus. He came to receive his kingdom, but was rejected by the Jews. John 1:11 tells us that he came into his own, and his own received him not. The nation of Israel completely rejected the Lord and refused to come under his rule, as we read in Luke 19:14. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. After the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection, he ascended back to heaven. We read in Acts 1:9-11, and when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. While this parable is directly speaking of the Lord's dealings with the nation of Israel, there is an important application to be made to the church today. In his absence, the Lord has equipped us to represent him in the world. Ephesians 4:8 says, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now, these gifts are abilities that the Lord has given each believer to serve and represent him. As Christians, we have this wonderful privilege and responsibility to live for the Lord and tell others of his wonderful saving grace. Colossians 3:17 instructs us, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. One day, the Lord Jesus will gather all his saints together to reward each one according to their faithfulness and service to himself. 2 Corinthians 5:10 says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. We also read in 1 Corinthians 3:13-15, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. This judgment of Christ should be taken seriously, but is not to be feared by believers. It's a day when all of our works for the Lord will be judged to determine if they were truly done for his glory or simply done to glorify ourselves. Remember, the Lord does not judge according to results, but according to faithfulness to himself. Now let's read Luke 19:27 again. But those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. As I said earlier, there are those who have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ that are being judged here. These are the ones who hated the Lord and have said in their hearts, we will not have this man to reign over us. These will face absolute and unsparing judgment from God. I pray that you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and have been spared from God's judgment. To those who have put their faith in the Lord, we read in Romans 8:1, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus."